Shifting gears now, immigration is one of the things we focus on here on the world as we draw the connections between out there and here at home. No doubt you've heard that Trump is planning to do away with DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The White House made that announcement last month. And it's up to Congress now to come up with a way to provide legal protection for the hundreds of thousands of DACA recipients who came to the U.S. as children, or else those DACA recipients will start getting deported. Emma Jacobs spoke with some younger DACA recipients about how the uncertainty is affecting them. And just a heads up, in some cases, we're using first names only because they're undocumented.
Even though he had a sense the decision was coming, Jonathan was shaken when he learned the Trump administration was ending the DACA program. Jonathan is a high school senior in northern New Jersey. He's had DACA protection for the past 2 years. He has a younger brother born in the U.S. who's just 8.
We share a room, so I showed him the news and he asked me about it, and it was difficult to talk about. And I remember going to sleep like at 2 in the morning trying to explain to him what exactly was going on and like his vocabulary.
Jonathan says he has no memories of El Salvador, a country he left as a toddler. And though he knew DACA was something he would have to renew every few years, it made him feel like he had a future here.
I remember having like a little planner and planning out, oh, this is what I'm going to do this week. So I was on track to college. I'm kind of in the limbo.
He's been following the developments in the news really closely. So has Martina, her middle name, whose application for DACA is currently pending. She's been in the U.S. for 16 of her 17 years. She goes to high school in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with few other immigrants.
I've actually gone to school and talked to my counselors about it. I can't really talk about it with, like, other students because most of them have, like, they were born here. They're U.S. citizens. They don't think about this whole immigrant stuff.
Though when they do, it can add a whole new level to the usual high school stress.
This girl I considered one of like my closest friends, she went behind my back and she was talking smack. And so she told other people that she was going to call ICE on me and my family.
This is a part of the state that voted heavily for President Trump. She sees a lot of yard signs and sometimes Confederate flags. The atmosphere is a little different in the bluer city of Lancaster, which has a larger immigrant community. Roger Avila Vidal, another DACA recipient, leads the Latino club at his high school. He was at school when he read about the official announcement ending DACA, and he was extremely relieved by one of the details it contained, that DACA recipients whose status expires before March 5th could reapply by October 5th for a final extension.
I was lucky because mine expires on March 1st, so I was only like there by 4 days that I could have not been eligible for it. So as soon as I found out, I'm like, oh my gosh, like God is giving me the small chance to be able to do this. So as soon as I got home, I started making sure that I had the same paperwork that I kept inside the same folder. It's in the perfect order that I need it to be.
Because he's reapplying earlier than planned, his parents are hurrying to get together the rest of the $500 fee. He's also applying for college this fall. It's strange, he says, to be filling out applications as an international student, which many colleges require for DACA recipients.
It's odd because I'm sitting here in Lancaster in the United States where there's Amish buggies going around and thinking, wow, I'm living apparently outside of the United States.
And while he'll start college with DACA, he doesn't know what his options will be by the time he graduates.
I'm hoping that something comes along to save those and extend those 2 years to maybe hopefully life. And thinking the idea that like as soon as I graduate from college and they have nothing there in place, it's like, okay, that's it. You graduate from college, congratulations, but you're not going to get anything else from the United States.
Roger says he always knew he might confront this someday, that DACA could end. But he usually tried to push it to the back of his mind. Only now, these worries are unavoidable. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.